George just told us the story of going to Texas Stadium and taking the tour one last time before they implode it here in a week and a half. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the longtime radio voice of the Dallas Cowboys, the guy who hired both George and I to get into this business, and our old friend, it's Brad Sham. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Well, certainly a pleasure to be on with you two fellow KRLD expatriates.
Yes. Always good to have you on the show.
We have enjoyed many enjoyable lucubrations at our former domicile. I'm reminded of what the 19th century Victorian poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning said when she uttered, "Thy lips which spake wrong counsel, I kiss close."
Okay.
Well, we just wanted to talk about Texas Stadium. I know you were out there yesterday, weren't you?
I was, George, and when I first took a glance at what has now become a shell of the former stadium, I was reminded of the classic words of the French Enlightenment writer Voltaire when he said, "An older version of me, is she perverted like me, and would she go downtown on you in a theater?"
Huh. Voltaire. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But my favorite memory that you ask of me at this time.
Yeah, that's kind of why we wanted you
and
on.
And I'm fully prepared to deliver to you as an act of volition without hesitation this memory of which you have requested on this day.
Yes. Your favorite Texas Stadium memory
can best be described by 6th century B.C. Greek poet Epimenides.
Oh, really? Okay.
He said, "I care, but I'm restless. I'm here, but I'm really gone. I'm wrong, and I'm sorry, baby." And when it all comes down to is that everything is going to be quite all right, because I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is flicking a cigarette.
You know, Brad, not to question your sources, but those sound like lyrics from an Alanis Morissette song.
Yeah, I know I'd heard those somewhere
rather before. That's an ancient philosopher.
Well, then I certainly will proffer to you two gentlemen the words of American writer Samuel Clemens when he said, "Because the joke that you laid on the bed that was me, and I'm not going to fade as soon as you close your eyes, and you know it, and every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it." Can you feel it?
Okay, now I know that's Alanis Morissette, right?
Yeah, we know you're a big fan of Alanis and her work, but man, you're really forcing it in this morning.
French rationalist René Descartes said, "How about getting off of these antibiotics? How about stopping eating when I'm full up? How about them transparent dangling carrots? How about the ever elusive kudu?"
Did you give us your favorite Texas Stadium memory?
Step off, bitches. Brad S. is in the his house.
Oh, my gosh. I thought he may plug some sort of appearance that he had in reading some Alanis Morissette.
It's the classic!
Why is he so wrapped up in Alanis Morissette lyrics?
I don't know. And I still really would like to know his favorite Texas Stadium moment.
Too. Maybe we'll get that here in the next week and a half.
He's insane.
8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.